This is the Abundance Mercy Podcast. Please open up your hearts to receive from the Lord.
We can rest assured, we can be still and know that our God is working on our behalf when we remain in His presence. Because His presence is heaven. It's a sweet feeling to dwell in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just worship you and I thank you for the privilege to come into your presence. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. There is nothing in this world can satisfy. He's my Jesus. Lord, you're the cup that won't run dry. Oh, your presence is heaven to me. There is nothing like the presence of the Most High God. Your presence is heaven to me. Let's sing that one more time. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. There is nothing in this world that could satisfy. Jesus, you're the God that won't run dry. Oh, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, nothing like your presence. Nothing, oh, your presence is heaven to me. Oh, the sweet, sweet presence, oh, your presence, it's heaven to me. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your presence. Your presence is heaven to me. That's why we sing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me. Oh Jesus, oh, oh sweet Jesus. Your presence is heaven, oh, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Your presence is heaven to me, oh Jesus. Lord, your presence, it is heaven to me. Your presence, oh, your presence, oh, your presence is heaven to me. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your sweet, sweet presence. Oh, your presence is heaven to me.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bless your name. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We appreciate you for your goodness and your mercy that endures forever. Thank you for being God over our lives. Thank you for your precious blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your guidance and provision. Father, we say, be thou exalted, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we have come this morning to renew strength. We have an understanding that nothing can be done except you breathe upon us. Father, even as we go into your word briefly and to pray, Father, we pray that you inspire us, O God. Let your name be glorified, O Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to talk to us on the topic that says, walking in the new dawn. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3. I read verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Beloved, what do we mean by a new dawn? A new dawn is the first appearance of light in the sky before sunrise. So what confirms a new dawn is our rising in the morning. And that's why our key text is saying, arise and shine. Whenever it's morning, the significant step that we take is to rise up from our bed. That means when light comes, we are bound to rise up. The sunrise you see in the morning signifies a time of arising. And when the glory comes, that is when the shining is triggered. So when the scripture is saying arise and shine, it means the appearance of light and the appearance of the glory of God. So the glory there means a glowing light. The glowing is the appearance or the presence of the glory of God, and that results into the shining light. So what brings the shining is the glory of God. However, you can't shine without first arising. That is why the scripture we read says arise, there was a comma, then shine. Our shining comes after our rising. If God is to do a new thing in your life, if God is to cause it to shine, if God is to bring about a new dawn in your life, you first of all need to arise. And that takes us to the key focus of our topic today, walking in the light of the new dawn. So we have an understanding that a new dawn will bring about a rising and the shining. But we now need to understand that we need to walk in that light of a new dawn for us to shine. It is when we walk in that light that our light shines brighter. How do I walk in the light of the new dawn? The first thing to note is to acknowledge Christ as the originator of light. This means that you must stay knitted to his word and his instruction. John 1 verse 1 to 5, it tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If you come down to verse 4, it says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. So Christ is the word, and he is the light of men. So he is the originator and the custodian of light. So if we are going to be walking in the light of a new dawn, we must acknowledge that Christ is the word, and in him we have life. In him we have the light of life through which we can shine in the new dawn. Number two, you must acknowledge that you are a light to your generation. Beloved, your life is a light to your generation, so you must shine it. Matthew 5 14 to 16 tells us that no one will light a candle and put it under a bushel. Rather, you are meant to shine your light. You are meant to give your light to others through the spreading of love, the gospel, and the joy. Number three, how can I walk in the light of the new dawn? No matter your type of light, you need something to recharge it, or else it will die. Beloved, whether your fire is electric, or it is traditional, or it is wood, you need to rekindle it so that it won't go out. That's why Christ told us in Luke 18 verse 1, he says men ought to pray and not to faint. Why? Because prayer is a preserving mechanism that can preserve your life from all forms of danger. Beloved, you need something to charge your life. As spoken by Proverbs 26:28, where no wood is, the fire goes out. So we need to examine the wood. Which wood are you using to preserve your fire? What is your wood? Number one, your wood is righteousness. Proverbs 4:18 tells us that the path of the righteous shineth and shineth even unto the perfect day. Beloved, the wood you need to sustain your life is righteousness. Number two, prayer. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the mechanism to preserving your light, even in the world filled with darkness. Number three, Bible study. You need to spend time. This book of the law shall not depart from you. In it ye shall meditate day and night, that ye may have good success. The fourth wood you need is the wood of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. Beloved, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 to 18. It tells us that in all things give thanks. We must make giving thanks and worshiping God an habit. And the final wood you need is the sacrificial giving. Even the Bible tells us in Acts 20 verse 35. It says it is better to give than to receive. The more you give to God, the more you are are showing to him that indeed you reverence him and he is bound to honor his word in your life. I pray this morning that none of us shall miss our appointed time in the mighty name of Jesus. The last thing we need for us to work in the light of a new dawn is for us to aspire to grow. Beloved, we need growth so that we can sustain our light in this present generation. 3 John 2 tells us that Christ wishes above all things that our souls prosper, even in health. Beloved, if we are going to be walking in a sustainable life, beloved, we need to aspire to grow. God's intention for mankind is for us to increase. You can find this in Genesis 1, 26 to 28, where God has prompted us to increase and to multiply. So we must increase the intensity of our life. If we need our life to turn into the face of glory, we need to increase the intensity of our life. Isaiah 60 verse 3 tells us that nations will come to our light and kings will come to the brightness of our dawn. This simply means that if we are going to be attracting mere men, our lights need to be burning. But if we need to attract the kings, the president of nations, the top and the high and mighty, our light must be at the high intensity of brightness. You are going to tell God this morning, Father, Lord, increase the temple of my light. I want my light to shine at the level of brightness. Lord, increase the temple of my light, oh God. Increase the temple of my light, oh God. I don't want to be a mediocre. Why not begin to cry out to God? Lord, increase the temple of my light, oh God. Lord, increase the temple of my light, oh God. Your word says, where no wood is, the fire goeth out. I don't want my fire to go out, oh God. Lord, give me the grace to increase my capacity, that your name alone be glorified. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you once again. Thank you for this short message. Thank you for inspiring the world. Thank you for what you have begun to wrought in our lives. Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, the grace to arise and to shine. Father, let it rest upon every of my ear this morning. In the name of Jesus, the grace to rise above every form of darkness. Father, let it rest upon every one of us. Everyone that will be going for one engagement or the other today. Father, I decree that their day is blessed. Honor your word in their lives and perfect that which concerns every one of us. Take all the glory, oh God. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
This was brought to you by the Abundant Mercy Podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram. God bless you.